when mother was giving names to the centers of education in Oroville, I was myself greatly illuminated when she spoke of last school, meaning thereby that the school that was being opened at that time was a concession to humanity, because humanity has a habit of creating schools. And that was a concession which mother gave to us and allowed a school to come into existence. So I felt that after this, something else has to happen. In which there will be no school at all. And then afterwards I heard that mother said, no school, or after school.
There's
I don't
one
know.
Building which is called after school.
After school.
And then no school.
And then no school. So she gave three concessions, one after the other. Because we were still not awakened from our sleep that mother wants something quite different. And that is that mother's article, the second article of the charter, the whole of Oroville is to be a site of endless education. Now, if the whole of Oroville is nothing but endless education, where is the school? Whole Oroville is a school. You could like to call it a school. Actually, it is not a school. Now, it is in this context that your question assumes a great significance. Ideally, every activity in Oroville should be developed as a school. Every activity, whether you are constructing or weaving or spinning or pottery or gardening or farming, all activities in Oroville should be educational activities. Now, if that really happens, then there will be no school as such. The question is, are we still ready for it? If we are ready, I'll be very happy. But then we are not yet. It's a big experiment. How to make every activity in Oroville an educational activity? For that, all the adult members of Oroville have to sit up. How to make my office, for example, an office of education? If I really become a learner myself, and I vibrate with the aspiration to learn, giving up my pride of my expertise, my knowledge, my mastery, saying what mother had once specially written to me, never believe that you know. What you know is nothing as compared to what remains to be known. Now, if we can live in that state of experience, and not only believe, but in the knowledge of it, a real realization, yes, that what you know is nothing. As in the agenda, mother herself speaks about her own, says, and she says, we know nothing. At the age of 93, she says, we know nothing. Now imagine what a freshness of consciousness is there, where you really, genuinely you feel, we really know nothing. It is to be born into that experience that all education should aim at. We should say that we are truly educated when we are constantly fresh, and we encounter every experience with a freshness. That would really give the true character of our life. We are very far from the ideal because of this reason. I think the answer to your question lies in this. If this happens, then this question will be answered automatically. Therefore, I do not give any answer in a theoretical manner. That yes, children should be sent to factories, let them learn. I don't give that answer. If this happens first, the children will be sucked, as it were, into the whole thing. And you will find that every place you go it will be teaching learning experience. It will happen if this is really done, and that is my personal aspiration for Auroville. Let Auroville be really a site of endless education and perpetual growth. Yet again, Mother once wrote down for me a very nice sentence. If the body does not obey in its very functioning, meticulous discipline, you cannot even put one step forward while walking. And this is the importance of discipline in education. Without discipline, there is no education. This conflict which comes about between freedom and discipline is because we are all lame. We are limping all the time. And then these conflicts arise. If you are really free, Sri Aurobindo has written, discipline is a child of freedom. If you really become free, then discipline will automatically flow from it. It's not the other way around. And the highest goal of life is freedom. So, the moment you begin to grow into freedom, you will find there will be no conflict between freedom and discipline. The more free you become, the more discipline will be your methods, your work. For example, if you read The Life Divine, the meticulous arrangement of ideas and oceanic ideas. You think without discipline all this can be written in the way in which it is written. And all that is written is in absolute freedom. That freedom automatically expresses itself in all disciplined methods of writing and expositions. So if we develop ourselves into freedom, you will see that your children will be highly disciplined, automatically. You don't need to tell them, now do this, do that, all the time, taunting the child. That is not necessary. If your own life is full of freedom, true freedom, all your activities will be rhythmic. Your arrangement of life will be rhythmic. In fact, the whole atmosphere of Auroville will be rhythmic. You won't need to tell the children, now be disciplined, be obedient. You won't need it. I have seen families where children who are really living a life of great freedom and parents are leading a life of great enlightenment. The children are automatically obedient. Is that right? Well, this is the place, according to me, of discipline and education.